You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on, and we're talking me and you, Wanda. How's it been this week?
It's been just fine and dandy. Had a little time away.
Yeah, how's Polo doing down
He's great. He's been spoiled for, again, another visit.
No, well, that's super. Listen, tell me a little bit about the podcasting. You're coming out with me on my remote. Next week, we're doing a remote from the CBRE office. You going to join me?
I hope so. Now, what's this place all about?
CBRE, it's a big international commercial real estate brokerage firm. My friend Arden Carson runs the office here in Miami. They're having a big meeting next week where they're bringing in their global people to talk about the market and all kinds of other stuff. We're going to have those folks on the show. We're also going to have the head of Moss Construction, Brad Meltzer, on the show. So it's going to be an awesome show, all real estate all the way, but it's going to be
commercial,
an amazing event.
Regular folk real estate.
Commercial and regular. We're going to talk to everybody. Okay. Everybody will be able to figure out, and it's going to impact everybody.
So much under one umbrella, you know, that you're doing over there.
Well, it's a big thing, and we're big people, and that's why it's Freed on Business, because it's a big umbrella. It's just not real estate-centric.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to talk to the folks there, and one of the things we'll probably talk about is trends in retailing, how retailing is evolving and becoming more close to you, how stores are changing, and they're becoming more about being distribution points as much as a place where you can go and experience shop. We'll talk a little bit about experiential shopping, all kinds of great stuff, all kinds of buzzwords. They're all about that. I'm really all about just getting it done for folks.
All right. And how's the Brightline thing coming?
The Brightline thing, that's interesting that you have mentioned that. We're also going to talk about the Brightline. The Brightline is coming along. As you pass through downtown, you can start seeing the Grand Central Station and everything else rising. We're going to have folks involved with that actually in a few weeks. We're going to have Art Falcone and Encore on. We're going to talk about what's going on. And he's one of the big developers there of the Miami World Center. Boy, you're just nailing it. I didn't even give you a list. You're doing great.
Well, I've got questions. Now, where's the Brightline start and where does it go to?
Okay, Brightline for now is from Fort Lauderdale to West Palm. Soon it's going to come down and be in Miami. Right now, I believe the pricing is $15 a leg, but I don't know if that's one way or round trip. I got to tell you, if it's $60, if it's $30 to go to West Palm from here on the train, I'd probably consider doing it. But if it's $60, I'm probably going to drive.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
You know, because not only that, I'm going to take an Uber. It's going to take me more time.
How long does it take, though?
No. Yeah. It's probably going to take a similar amount of time because you've got stops, but you'll be able to work. You won't be aggravated when you get there.
Yeah.
You'll be able to make phone calls. You know, it started out that I used to make phone calls in the car. Now I won't make a phone call in the car unless I already have the person notified that I'm going to be in the car and making the phone call because you get distracted.
Uh-huh.
And now finally it happened to me. Somebody gave me play-by-play when they were in the car. That's something I love doing is play-by-play.
Play-by-play of what?
Of what's going on. My God, can't you give play-by-play when you drive?
No, I can't.
Oh, how about the person that was going left and decided on the you know, that's my favorite, is that when you get to the split in the road and you can see it's on in their car and they're looking at it.
That's
and they
I
suddenly
my...
go, oh my God, and they almost hit you.
Yeah, I miss my turns many times. That
Well, that's my point. I just go through it and come back. I don't try to kill myself or somebody else.
Gotcha.
You know, but it happened the other day. I was driving across Biscayne. I was driving Biscayne Boulevard. There's a couple things that bothered me. You know, on Biscayne and 34th around the neighborhood where I live, they've done a whole bunch of street improvements. But the one thing they didn't do, they didn't put in a crosswalk.
Well, they have these crosswalks where it starts flashing.
Yeah, but they need one by where I live.
They just don't do it.
Well, if they had cops there, they'd stop. People need to teach that. They want this to be pedestrian friendly, but they need the crosswalks. And I'm not kidding.
Are the red light cameras gone?
Red light cameras are gone in the city of Miami. They'll be gone in other places really soon. Okay. They had a real problem making the red light camera ticket stick. I have a friend of mine that can help you with your red light ticket if you have it. If you're turning on right, if you're blowing through a red light, well, they're still going to get you for that one. But a right on red, that's over. And a red and the cameras, they're pushbacks. It's not the recession anymore. Those were used during the recession to generate income for different people. So it's not that way anymore.
Okay, I got a call.
Okay, take the call. Maybe it's our next guest. While Wanda's taking the call, I want to remind everybody that, yes, we'll be broadcasting live next week from CBRE's Miami office, where we'll be talking to their international head of research and a whole bunch of other really cool people. We'll probably talk to Arden Carson about the market. We're going to talk about Brad Meltzer about, that's our guest, right? I know it's our guest because our guest is really well-tuned. I'm very excited about having them on the show. But so Brad will be there. We'll be talking real estate, commercial real estate. You'll be there, I hope, to talk about how your blogging business can really help out every one of the people
that
will be there.
Podcast.
I'm sorry, podcast. See, even I don't have it right yet.
Yes, I know. That's
so what is it that you do with that?
Well, we're just gathering up some ideas for podcasting to build up our own Salem network of podcasts. And I love working with people and their shows. And so putting that together is my favorite thing to do. And I get to learn all sorts of things.
Yeah, it's really cool. Plus, yeah. I got 500 episodes of this. They can put that on the podcast.
Do what you love, my friends. Do what you love.
That's true. And tell people that you're doing it. Show them that you're doing it.
And come then, do it here.
And, you know, you project your positive energy and it has a good impact on business. I've learned that from my stuff, my business radio show.
Well, people get to know you a little bit better just by having a show, and they want to do business with you just by virtue of you are kind of a fun guy.
Well, not only that, I'm somewhat knowledgeable as well.
And you know stuff.
Well, that's true, too. You keep on plumbing the depths of my knowledge. What other questions you got today?
Well, you know, it's your personality that I'm always attracted to.
Well, thank God my wife likes that.
Hey!
Well, listen, Wanda, we're going to be talking in our next segment. We're going to be talking about health and wellness, how you can live a good, solid life. We're also going to be talking about impact investing. People wonder what impact investing is. That's when you direct your wealth to make an impact on the world. So the folks will be talking about not only talk the talk, but they walk the walk. You see, they also fund the institute that helps people with aging. It's going to be an awesome interview. We're going to talk about health, wellness, the way you should focus your life. And I already do a lot of the things that they talk about. I work real hard to maintain a mindfulness period during the day. I work to be focused. I make sure I work out. We know I've lost 40 pounds. 10 of that is courtesy of Irma, of course.
Yeah.
Then let's see, what other things do I do that are good for health and wellness? I eat a very good balanced diet.
Do you meditate?
Yeah, I just talked about that while you were
part.
Working.
I was looking for music.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. So maybe you picked on something good. Okay. And I meditate. I work hard to create a positive environment when I'm in a meeting. As my Facebook page says, I'm a force that brings good energy to the world. And there's a big energy ball right there on my Facebook page. So there's all that too.
Do you dance?
Only when you play good music.
I think we all need to dance a little more.
I do. I want to dance. I want to dance with my wife, but she's on the physically unable to perform list right now.
The other Jim and his wife are taking dance lessons.
I think that's actually going to be a lot of fun. It makes you do things.
I bet he's good at it.
Huh?
I bet he's good at it.
He's a show-off, that guy.
He is, kind of.
He tries to not be a show-off. He tries to kind of, you know, hide back there, but he's a show-off. He's got a lot of energy he pushes.
He's an entertaining guy.
He is, actually, and he's also behind what we're doing, which I truly appreciate. As people keep an eye on us, we see, if you're a regular listener, you'll see that the show's evolving. We don't only do business and lifestyle. We also do a little chit-chat now and try to develop more personality.
Love to chat with you if you want to give us a call.
Anytime they can call, they can give us a call. We've only got a minute left, though, so I think we need to do that earlier on in the segment.
Yeah, but anyway.
Okay, well, we'll tee up some calls for next time.
Just so you know, it's out there.
It is out there. Okay, we've only got a minute left, so I want to tease the next segment. The next segment is going to be Dr. Joan Cohn and her husband, Peter, and what they do is absolutely amazing. They help people around the world implement wellness strategies that help them live a longer life, and then as part of that, they're part of the Tufts Institute that helps for wellness also. It's really an amazing show that we're going to have, and it's going to be, what they do is they have the Jane Mayer Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging. Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging. If my wife isn't taping this, well, it'll be available on the website anyway. So make sure you listen. We're going to do something. We're going to talk about something that's going to impact your life and make your life better if you just listen. So stick with us. Wanda's going to play some music, and then we'll be back with Dr. Joan and her husband, Dr. Pete, right after this. Wanda, rock the house.